Bernie Sanders sides with Mitt Romney. He is right in blasting GOP colleagues who plan to object to certification. By Hannah Blow on January 4, 2021. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, announced Sunday that he agrees with Senator Mitt Romney, RUT, following the Republican statement blasting his GOP colleagues, who plan to object to the Electoral College votes in disputed states on January 6. I don't often agree with Senator Mitt Romney, Sanders began. But in describing the tactics of his GOP colleagues to undermine Joe Biden's victory, he is right when he says, I could never have imagined seeing these things in the greatest democracy in the world. Has ambition so eclipsed principle? He added. The day prior, Sanders called it sad and tragic that roughly 140 members of the House and several GOP senators were attempting to undermine American democracy and our Constitution by objecting to the Electoral College vote in disputed states, concluding they will not succeed. Romney released a sharp statement over the weekend following several GOP senators, led by Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, announcing their intention to object to election certification in the absence of a 10-day audit. The egregious ploy to reject electors may enhance the political ambition of some, but dangerously threatens our democratic republic. The congressional power to reject electors is reserved for the most extreme and unusual circumstances, Romney said, concluding that Americans made their choice. The audit, demanded by Senators Cruz, Ron Johnson, R.Y., James Lankford, R.O.K., Steve Daines, R. Mount, John Kennedy, R.L.A., Marsha Blackburn, R.T.N., Mike Braun, R.N., Cynthia Loomis, R.Y., Roger Marshall, R.K.S., Bill Hegarty, R.T.N., and Tommy Tuberville, R.L., would not restore trust with the American people, Romney concluded, dismissing the idea as nonsense. This argument ignores the widely perceived reality that Congress is an overwhelmingly partisan body. The American people wisely place greater trust in the federal courts where judges serve for life, he added. Roughly 140 House members are also expected to object to the Electoral College votes in disputed states on Wednesday, January 6. Protests across the city, featuring Trump supporters, are also expected.